On this website, we feature frameworks that use various terms to describe a company's offer. An offer is sometimes a product, a service, or a product with a service. A strategy model proposed by Philip Kotler provides a useful understanding of what constitutes a product. Kotler recognized three components that lead to the consumption of products. First, there is a need. There has to be a basic requirement. Secondly, there is a want. Someone must desire the product, believing it will satisfy the need. And thirdly, there has to be a demand. This is the desire established through the want, plus the ability to pay for the product. Customers therefore choose products that they value. If that value is met or exceeded, then the customer will be satisfied. The customer must be satisfied on all the product levels: need, want, and demand. He proposes five levels of a product. Firstly, the core product. The starting point of Kotler's concept is the core product, and this is the product with its benefits as seen by the customer. An airline passenger would see the core product as the ticket to fly from A to B. Secondly, there's the generic product. This represents the qualities that are associated with a product. In the case of the airline customer, the generic product includes that the airline keeps to the schedule and is safe. Thirdly, the expected product. These are the things that customers anticipate they will receive when they buy the product, and the airline customer will expect a degree of comfort. They may also hope and expect that they will enjoy a friendly experience. Fourthly, the augmented product. These are the things that add value to a product and are often intangible. They set the product apart from the competition. Most notably, the augmented product is the brand and the perceptions that come with it. The airline passenger may feel reassured by choosing an airline with a reputable brand. And if they're frequent flyers, they may feel that their journey will be augmented by air miles that are credited to their account. And finally and fifthly, there's the potential product. This is the product of the future. In the case of the airline, the future product could include a limousine pickup and drop-off service. There could be changes made to the onboard service that also improves the product. Note that the potential product is assumed to be a better product, but it could also be a stripped-down version of the existing product. The product is the essence of why a company exists within a market. However, the product is not the only basis on which a company competes. It may do so through augmenting the product with a strong brand and service. The product is packaged, delivered, and supported by commercial and technical services, all of which will be of value to the customers. And all products have a price. This should be based on their perceived value, though often prices are simply built on costs plus a margin. The product, in its broadest sense, and the price have to be in equilibrium if the company is to be successful. Let's have a look at how this model would work in action. A supplier of bitumen for roads operates in a very competitive market. In order to rise above the competition, it considers Kotler's five levels of product. Bitumen, which is also known as asphalt, is used to build new roads or to repair existing ones. Technically, bitumen is a black, sticky residue from the distillation of petroleum. In the application described here, it's mixed with roadstone of different sizes to create a smooth, flexible surface for vehicles on the road. Sometimes relatively small amounts of bitumen are required to cover a hole which is dug to repair a water main or fix something dug up for a faulty gas pipe or some other utility. And equally, the bitumen may be used in much larger quantities for the surfacing of a new road or an airport runway, in which case a high specification product is required. Now, bitumen has a short shelf life. It needs laying down quickly and while it is hot. The men who prepare the road and lay the bitumen need the product at a specific hour, otherwise they're waiting around wasting their valuable time. So what are the various aspects of these products? The core needs. The core needs of bitumen is that it fills holes in roads or is used for a new road service. Although technically bitumen is a tar, it normally refers to a mixture of asphalt and stone chippings. And this mix of bitumen and stones is then poured onto a road and levelled with a roller. So that's the core needs. And then there's the generic product. In addition to the core product, it's critical that the bitumen is delivered to the right specification in the right quantity and at the time requested. And this can sometimes be a problem, as vehicles carrying the bitumen have to contend with road congestion. It cannot always be promised the exact time slots. And then there's the expected product. People who buy bitumen do so regularly. They like to deal with the same company and the same person within that company who knows them and their requirements. And the expected product is built around relationships. And then the augmented product. Research with buyers and specifiers of bitumen indicated that often people want to call by at the bitumen plant and pick up small quantities of the product. This need arises when the quantity required is small and the customer isn't buying in any quantity that allows them to demand a specific time slot for a delivery. A pickup service means the customer is guaranteed to have the product when they need it, so this could be augmented in addition to the core needs and the generic product. And then there's the potential product. Bitumen is a very old product. It's been in wide use in road making since the late 19th century. There have been developments in the use of bitumen. Bitumen surfaces can be made whisper quiet. Mixers can incorporate waste glass or plastic to make them more environmentally friendly. It's also possible to modify the bitumen with polymers to make them more hard wearing and more frost resistant. And the bitumen company decided to launch a fast and flexible asphalt collection service. They piloted a pickup depot that guaranteed a 30-minute turnaround time with a comfortable seating area supplied with free coffee and newspapers for waiting customers. This express collection centre proved a great success, and 40 depots were rolled out nationally with extended opening times. The augmented product created a new and profitable revenue stream for the company in what had for many years been a traditional market. So a couple of things to think about in terms of Kotler's five product levels. Improvements that are made to a product are unlikely to be around core needs or the generic product. The improvements will be to features or services that enhance the product. And all products can be enhanced. In order to work out what the enhancement should be, it's worth considering ethnographic research to see how customers actually use the product.